Breakfast. Breakfast on my own, on a terrace overlooking a bay with colours so brightly saturated that it's as if someone has applied an Instagram filter to the whole vista. Breakfast that has been cooked, cooked, not poured from a cereal box, by somebody else and delivered by a young man with a smile and skin so perfect it's ludicrous that he isn't starring in a face cream commercial. I would give anything for this normally, so why can't I enjoy it? Morning. It's Georgie, looking exactly right for the setting, in a pale sleeveless shirt dress and flip-flops, with enormous sunglasses hiding half her face and damp hair pulled into a messy bun. Time marches on everywhere, except around Georgie. I pull out a chair for her. Where did you get to last night? I ask, though I already know. It wasn't hard to put two and two together when neither Adam nor Georgie appeared in the bar after the swim, though it made for a tamer evening than I'd anticipated. Or perhaps Lissa's absence would have done that anyway. She was always the match to Georgie's touch paper. But Georgie makes a non-committal gesture with her hand. Adam? I press, then immediately feel gauche. Yes, says Georgie. But then she's turning toward a muesli and a black coffee from our wondrous-skinned waiter. I wonder where Adam is. What does it say about their tumble if they aren't even eating breakfast together afterward? I've never known how to handle Georgie and Lissa's casual approach to men, as if they are toys to pick up and put down, as if those men have no feelings of their own. I could never quite work out if I was appalled or impressed by it. Though Lissa at least evolved enough to marry. Twice, in fact. Adam was asking the other day about how we met, I say. Georgie doesn't answer, but I'm fairly sure she's paying close attention. Sometimes I forget he wasn't at uni with the rest of us. Us, meaning Georgie, Duncan, myself, and Lissa. And Graham, once upon a time. 5, then 4, now 3. Anyway, what was it, 16, 17 years ago that we met? Something like that. I've known you as long as I haven't. A short laugh bursts out of me unexpectedly, and she arches her neck slightly and smiles, enjoying my reaction. How typically Georgie. The sly twist she puts on things that halts you in your tracks. She never quite says what everyone else would, but she almost does. If you weren't paying attention, you'd miss the difference. Ah, I say wryly, but I'm WYSIWYG, remember? WYSIWYG. What you see is what you get. That's what Lissa used to describe me as. It was affectionately meant, and I took it as such, even if I sometimes wished to be just a little mysterious. Though only a little, mystery must be so exhausting. You don't need long to get to know me. I don't know. You still manage to surprise me from time to time. She's still smiling, still pulling me into the bright circle of Georgie. She could be the exact same girl, not a cell different from the one I met 17 or so years ago. Working? I gesture at the laptop she's placed on the chair beside her. Yep. We're having IT issues, though, so I'm not sure how successful I'll be at logging in remotely. Her hand moves as if to chop off that conversation, too dull. And then she tips her sunglasses up on her forehead and focuses on me with her green eyes. Anyway, it's so good to see you, despite... I know, you too. We still miss you in London, you know? I try to cajole her back every time I see her, but it never works. Her smile is rueful. I miss you guys too. New York is great, but you can never make friends as close as the ones from uni. Nobody has the time after that. The rueful smile makes a brief reappearance.